setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation that you don't hear much of on talk radio unless you're listening to The Ken Coleman Show. It's a conversation about who you really are, what you were created to do, where you want to, where you can do it, and then how do you get there. We're talking about the journey to meaningful work. You know, whoever's listening today, some of you have no idea what you want to do with your life. Some of you know what you want to do with your life, but you don't know how to get there. Some of you know what you want to do with your life, and you know how to get there, but you're stuck. Fear, doubt, pride maybe holding you back. Some of you are already on the path. You're moving up, and you just want to move up higher. You're ready for some acceleration. Some of you've got some choices, some A, B, C choices. Some of you have a spouse that's miserable in their work. Whatever your story is, that's what we're discussing. A caller-driven show to help you be the best version of you. And we're looking at the work side of things, although there's some relationship components to this. There's some personal growth things you got to do. There's some money elements here, and I can help you there too. But we are all created to contribute. And when we don't experience that in our work life, it affects us in every area of our life, our money, our relationships, our mental health. And so it's a big part of who we are because we were created to work. That's what we believe. We don't think of work as this thing we do to live. No, our work is the way we can contribute results to our world. So that's what we do. That's why we do it. Shall we do it? 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Washington State, where Jamie is on the line. Jamie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I felt like you were just talking directly to me right there.
Well, I was. That's what's kind of fun about it. You know, there's a whole lot of Jamies out there, because I've been there. So what's going on? How do I help you?
Well, it's a little convoluted, but long story short, I'm calling today to see if you can help me decide whether or not I should go to law school.
Okay.
So the background is my husband's a stay-at-home dad with our three kids, and I work anywhere from 60 to 90 hours a week as a nurse to support my family financially. And I also, in my side time, do a nursing podcast. My end goal is ultimately to work for myself in some sort of capacity. I have a background in marketing, and I worked in marketing for 10 years prior to going into nursing, and I've been doing nursing for 10 years now as well. I feel like I've maxed out my growth potential in this field, and I'm looking to pursue more. Mm-hmm. I've always loved law, theory of law, and all of the debates that it brings. I've thought about combining it by going into legal nurse consulting, which gives me the independent self-employment aspect, but it's really hard to get into legal nurse consulting and grow the business with the hours that I'm working right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like law permeates every area of healthcare, and I feel like a law degree on top of my business and nursing could really launch me into some extraordinary careers. And I also love doing my podcast. It's a huge passion of mine, but it's really not monetized yet, and I think if I devoted more time to that, I could grow it faster. But again, it's super hard with the hours I'm working. So I feel kind of scattered and all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure which way to head.
Okay. No, this is great information. You did a great job telling me where you stand. A lot of stuff I want to cover, so let's get to it quickly.
Okay.
The 60 to 90 hours a week is going to have to stop.
Yeah.
So that means we've got a money issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the money so that we can figure out, you know, and fund whatever we're going to do. So I want to tackle this one first because I don't think it's up for discussion.
Okay.
At some point, you and your husband need to sit down and have a real meeting about you having to work 60 to 90 hours a week to support you. While I'm sure you guys think it's great that he's the stay-at-home dad, and I'm not against stay-at-home dad, that's not what I'm saying. I want you to hear me, is mm-hmm. that you guys need to come up with a different child care solution, because I think if you look at child care and both of you working, especially you as a nurse, maybe you're doing 50 hours a week or whatever. I just think we got to figure that out, because you are going to crash.
Yeah.
You know it and I know it. You're a healthcare yeah. professional, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
You're a nurse. You know more about this than I do. You can't keep this up. So there's the mm-hmm. physical and emotional toil that you will crash. And then the second issue is that you love this nursing podcast. I'm just curious, what are you doing on this podcast? What's the messaging? What are you delivering to people?
We discuss problems in healthcare that are kind of taboo in the actual nursing environment.
See, that's what I'm intrigued by. You've got this mm-hmm. labor of love that you've been doing, and mm-hmm. you mention it in the midst of all these options and all this stuff swirling around. You came back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'm not sure that the law school is necessarily the way to go, but I'm not saying it isn't either. I'm just saying that mm-hmm. those issues you discuss on that nursing podcast, and when you said legal nurse consult, do you have to be a lawyer to do that kind of work?
No, you don't have to be a lawyer to be a legal nurse consultant.
Oh, good.
But that's kind of my personality, is just to go big or go home.
Yeah, but hold on a second. You can't right now.
Yeah.
You don't have the time, nor do you have the money for law school.
Okay.
So let me tell you how to get around this. You gave me a big kind of a lazy Susan roundtable thing. I'm going to cover it all. Okay.
Okay, great.
The fact that you can do legal nurse consulting without a law degree is huge, because the legal mm-hmm. nurse consulting is closer and closer to your true passion, I think, which is a combination mm-hmm. of healthcare and justice.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
I mean, you're doing a podcast on basically justice and healthcare.
Right, yes.
Okay. So I want to make sure you see what I'm seeing. So mm-hmm. how would you be able to do that? Well, you got to lower your hours. You would have to kind of mm-hmm. begin to tiptoe into that. So mm-hmm. that means Hubs has got to go to work.
Okay.
And
I'll have him listen in.
Yeah, he does. He needs to listen in. Have him call me. I'll get him. Yeah. I'll get him on the right path. We'll get him a great job. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing.
Okay.
Law school is going to take a lot of time and money, mm-hmm. and you don't actually need it. Now, if you okay. really say, okay, Ken, I agree, but I want it, then I want you to do the research on what I'm about to tell you, because it's true. There are law schools all over the country who aren't big-name law schools, but they can get you the law degree that you need, and nobody gives a crud where your law degree is from. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes. I've actually met with some of the local ones.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Working for, like, scholarships and stuff like that.
Yeah, but beyond scholarships, go do your homework on this. There are certain LSAT scores that once you get there, you can get a full ride. So okay. you're the type of person who is just an amazing machine of a woman, and you can go study while you're doing these other transitional changes, and you mm-hmm. can go to law school for free. But right now, that's not an option. You don't have the time, and I'm not sure mm-hmm. you need it. I want to see you going towards this legal nurse consulting. Tell the Hubs to get to work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More money, more impact. And part of that, by the way, is helping you get the job, right? The competitive edge. Think of me as your coach. I want to help you beat the competition, because you are in a competition. One of the ways we do that is not just through the teaching, the content, the resources we create, but partnerships like ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. ZipRecruiter understands the job process can be icky, sucky, frustrating, lonely, all the things. And so their artificial intelligence does a lot of the work for you. They send you job opportunities for you to apply to with one click, not filling out a new resume every time. And because they're Zip, and because companies are paying ZipRecruiter for access to you, not only is it a free service for you, but you stand out, because while you're doing your life, they're pitching you to companies that have positions that match up to your profile. Again, no brainer. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577, bringing purpose to talk radio. Life is way too short for you to be stuck in a dead-end job or a job that you just, it's okay. Good benefits, good pay, I'm not challenged. It's definitely too short to be in a toxic work environment. It's definitely too short to be overwhelmed. It's definitely too short to be bored. It's definitely too short to be undervalued. Let's get you in your sweet spot, doing work that you're really good at, that you love, that produces results that matters deeply to you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Woodland Park, Colorado is where Eric is. Eric, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, love your show.
Thank you, Eric. How can I help?
So the quick backstory is I've been a self-employed contractor for about 15-plus-ish years. And that's been a very good career, and lucrative. But my body's been slowly breaking down over the years, just because of the physicality of the work.
What kind of work is it?
I'm a flooring contractor.
Okay. Gotcha.
I really do like the work. It's just physically, it wears you down.
Yeah.
So ever since I started this job, I've been trying to get out of it. The dream job started when I was about 16. It started with Rockstar, and that didn't happen.
Right.
I gave that to my mid-20s on that one. But about that time, I also... I was playing at churches and stuff, and you know, at some point, I can't remember what point it was, but I kind of looked at the worship leader and was like, you know, I could do that, you know, and that makes sense to me. So that's kind of been on my heart for, you know, it's been a while, 20 plus years, I would have to say.
So why aren't you doing it?
It's kind of a tough gig to get. Number one, a lot of people want that gig. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people willing to do it for next to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was building my other career at the time. And again, like I said, you know, I built it into a pretty good business.
So you own your own business. You're basically a sub, but it's your business, but you're a sub for builders.
Correct.
Yeah. And you do all correct. Types of flooring.
Yep. Yep. Hardwood, carpet, tile.
Mm-hmm. What kind of money do you pay yourself? I know you own the business, but what do you pay yourself?
Well, I'm pretty much a sole proprietor. I don't even hardly have any employees. I have very low overhead. And I'm close to six figures a year.
Okay. And why have you, because I know in our area, in fact, we got a really good flooring guy. We just finished a room over our garage. And he does a lot of the work himself, but he also has two young men that do the work as well because he's got a lot of jobs going. Why have you never done that?
I have done a little bit of hiring outside, but the problem is... good help is hard to come by.
That's a total cop out.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
I don't think.
Well, I know you don't. Think it is, I know, but I'm going to agree. But we need to agree to disagree for a moment. Because okay. I've talked to so many of people like you, and I know you think you're right, and you do know your industry better than me. And I know this is weird. I've never really disagreed with somebody like I'm about to disagree with you. But you said it wrong.
Okay.
So that's why I'm right. Now let me prove it.
Okay.
What you said is good help is hard to find. That's the wrong narrative. It should be good help must be developed. I've got to go find somebody and turn them into good help. But people like you walk around going, well, I just got to find somebody who's got the basic talent or enough talent and then cares about it as much as I do. Wrong. What you got to do is go find somebody who loves working with their hands like you do. You said at the very start of this phone call, Ken, I really, really enjoy the work. But it's just breaking my body down because I'm on my knees and my back's killing me and all that from years and years and years of doing all that hardwood, laying it and bending your body and being on your knees and all that. It's tough work. True or false?
Very true.
Okay. What do you love? I want you to describe for 20 seconds what you love about the work, what you've enjoyed about it. Forget the hard work hurting your body. What do you like about it?
I actually like the hard work.
Okay, don't overthink this. Tell me what you like about it. Just tell me what you like about it. Don't overthink it.
I like the hard work.
I know, but be specific. What do you like about it? When you go in and lay hardwood down, what do you enjoy about it?
I guess I enjoy organizing the job.
Sure you do. You also like puzzles, don't you, and solving puzzles?
Yes.
That's what a hardwood floor is, in my opinion. It's a puzzle. You like organizing all the things, working with the client, getting all the things ordered. Then you like going in there and you like putting it together and making it look good and finishing. You love a finished product, but you like working with your hands and your head to fix, solve problems, solve puzzles, make people happy with a beautiful floor. True or false?
True.
Okay. How many young men in Woodland Park, Colorado couldn't stand high school, don't want to go to college, or tried college and they flunked out, or whatever. And they don't want to be in a classroom. They don't want to wear a collared shirt. They want to be somebody who kind of works for themselves like you. They want to work with their hands. They don't mind hard physical labor, but they don't want to talk to a bunch of people. They want to come work with their hands and solve problems. They're just more good at things and like working with things. How many young men you think are like that in Woodland Park, Colorado?
Well, first of all, my business is based out of Denver, so it's a bigger pool. But
okay, you're making my point for me. You're making my point for me. How many?
Yeah, but I've tried guys, but this isn't totally the reason for my call, though.
I know, brother, but see, okay, here's the deal. If you want to argue with me, we can argue for the remaining 3 minutes of the segment. I'm not interested in arguing with you. You're pushing back on me on the wrong thing. Here's the reality, dude. The reason I'm trying to help you with this is because you need to stop making excuses for how you've tried to find people and go find young men who are that characteristic that I just described, and they'll want to work for you if you show them that you can teach them a trade, number one. Number two, pay them well and teach them some financial principles well that can set them on course for the rest of their life instead of them just looking at you as a job. But that's the key to you getting into the worship leader role is what I'm trying to tell you. But you were fighting me and debating me, which is cool. That's cool. I'm down. Didn't hurt my feelings.
I'm a fighter.
And so am I. And I'm punching you right back. Now, listen, you got to expand your business so that your body, number one, doesn't break down. But number two, so that you can make more money in the same business, but you're not doing all the manual labor, but you're actually making more money by overseeing and training somebody. And then you can go start playing in worship bands in one church and then get on one gig, get in a rotation every fifth Sunday. I don't care, whatever it is. And you keep playing some more. And then you go volunteer at another church and maybe they start paying you per gig. And now we're not making enough to live on. But now we've gone from volunteer to now I'm getting paid to be a part of a worship band. I may not be the soul leader, but I lead on a couple of songs. And then I keep making connections and more connections because I'm using the proximity principle by doing what I want to do and being around people that are doing it. And all while I'm doing that, I'm making more money than I've ever made, but less physical body deteriorating labor. And so I'm stacking money and making more money for the purpose of supplementing what may be my first worship pastor gig where I'm making 50% of what I made running my business. But now I've got cash and I can adjust. I'm trying to tell you that the secret to you becoming a worship leader is you replacing yourself and growing your business with a couple of guys, just a couple that can do more of the work. That's your answer, brother. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We'll be right back. helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited you've joined us. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Mary joins us. Mary, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help, Mary?
Well, I'm struggling with being an introvert and trying to do these things that, you know, bring me outside of my comfort zone.
Tell me about
that.
Hold on a second. So we got an introvert. You would you call yourself an extreme introvert?
Well, they said as college I'm an INFP. I'm not sure what that all means, but yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, well.
All right. And so, what's your comfort zone?
I enjoy solitude. It's kind of a value I have.
Well, I get
so
I get that.
I really do. I find that I get a lot more done that way, I guess.
Okay, so how is this love of solitude affecting what Ken Coleman's telling you? Because that's why you called. You're like, Ken, I think the stuff you're saying makes sense.
I think the way my brain works, it makes it hard to implement these steps. Like, I've got your book and stuff, and the other day I actually read it in one day. And if I could get paid for reading, I'd have a great job.
Yeah, that's great.
I read They Told Them Money Makeover in one sitting. It took about 8 hours with potty breaks and food.
So what specific?
If I could get paid for that, I'd be all over it.
What specific?
But I have a hard time implementing from my brain to my heart and getting these things down and having to interact with other individuals that I may or may not get along with.
Right, but let's just boil that down. That's just your fear of something, and it's probably multiple things. Fear of rejection, fear of failure. I mean, you interacting with people. Now, again, I don't want to be in any way glib or overly simplistic, but unless you have some deep, deep, you know, anxiety that needs to be treated by a professional, and I'm not sensing that's your situation, maybe it is, but this is about just you manifesting some type of fear to where you're like, I don't want to go talk to people. I don't want to go connect with people. And I get it that you don't want to, but at some point you're going to have to. So what is the fear? What is the doubt that you're processing?
Well, I was listening to the show earlier and he spoke to a gentleman about small business and his father and stuff. And I just started bawling. I couldn't stop bawling the entire time I was listening to that.
Yeah.
I have a similar experience. I'm going to start bawling right now. I have a family of origin. I have a family of choice. And so I have two sets of parents. I was in foster care and I was adopted.
Yes.
I saw both sets of parents struggle. Yeah. You know, my adopted father was, my second dad.
Yeah.
He worked all day and then he moonlighted at night construction.
Yeah.
So my mom would type up the contracts and stuff for him, you know.
Yeah.
But both those sets of families are deceased on life. My birth mom died when I was 5 and my father went to prison.
Oh. Well, I
so
tell you.
I really want to have my own business, but I see pain involved. I guess I see rejection. I see loss.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Mary, yeah, I get it. Thank you. Yeah, I get
it. I was a single mom of 4 kids. My kids went into foster care. 2 kids. My kids were adopted. My twins were adopted by separate families. My other kids, they aged out of the system. This has been a pattern, I guess.
Oh,
you know?
Sweet Mary. Yes, Mary. Okay, listen, I want you to hear something.
But you know, 4 years ago, I went into recovery. I'm clean and sober now 4 years.
Good for you.
I'm starting all over again,
Good
you know?
Good for you.
And those patterns have been, you know, patterns that I've... And so I didn't really talk about money. I mean, money was scared. My kids and I lived in our minivan on occasion, you know?
I get it.
I mean, I'm grateful for a system that took those things that care of us. And I want to pay it forward some way. I want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some way, you know?
Yes, Mary. All right, now listen, I want you to take a deep breath because that took tremendous bravery for you to share that. And I'm so proud of you. You have been dealing with pain for a long, long time. You've had a really tough journey.
And you know, I've just recently kind of trying to make some closure with that, you know?
Yeah,
kinda,
but listen,
you know,
listen.
Talking to my family as it were in heaven.
I know.
You know, and then this past year I've lost 4 relatives.
I'm so sorry.
A friend, and then I recently went through a separation in my marriage.
I'm so sorry. But listen to me. Something made you call me today because you're going, I want more. I see more. And Ken, I don't know how to do it because I'm an extreme introvert or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. The fact that you are on the phone today and the fact that you keep on going despite all of that stuff that you shared with us tells me that deep down underneath the fear of being rejected again, because you've dealt with so much rejection. Let's just be really honest. I know that's painful, but that's the reality. And the doubt, because others have doubted you or abandoned you or whatever, those are these ugly monsters that are camping out on your shoulder. But yet you still believe there's something for you to do in this world. So I want to do this real quick. I want you to do your best to dream for me. And I want you to not worry about connecting with people. I don't want you to think about what people have said to you or done to you. I want you to dream. And I know there's a dream. I know there is. And if you'll just trust me, if you just say what's on the top of your heart, I think I can help you figure out how we get there. What would you do, Mary, if money wasn't an object, getting qualified wasn't an object, getting connected with people wasn't an object, none of that, I just gave it to you. What would you do, Mary? What would you try from your heart?
I want to do something that would help out with homeless and orphan care.
Fantastic.
But I don't know how to implement that. You know,
Hold on. You're not allowed to do that, Mary. You were doing so good. You're not allowed to doubt. There we go. Now look.
My dream would be to have, you know, orphanages or homes for people that they have a place to go.
Great.
But I don't know how to, like I said, fund
I know. Mary, listen, listen. Mary. Listen. I know you don't know how to. I'm going to help you with that. But we got to understand, we just identified the very people you want to help, and we know why. It's from your story. You want to help the homeless because you've been homeless. You want to help the orphan because you've been an orphan. That's why you want to do this. You understand what they're thinking. You understand what they're feeling. And you know what it's like.
I always think the word how. How can I do this?
Here's how. I'm going to tell you. Mary, how much money do you need to make? Give me a number. Give me a realistic number.
I don't know.
Well, that's a problem.
I don't know.
Okay, so therein lies the issue. So here's the deal. Are you working a part-time, two part-time jobs? What's your work situation?
No, I've just been looking for work, actually. I just had an interview the other day and got turned down, so I don't have a car.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, a small business. I'm trying to do the small business thing at the same time trying to do this work.
No. You do not need to... I understand. But, Mary, you don't need to launch a small business right now. What we need to do is just get you hired. And we need to get you some stability. And I don't care if it's 2-day jobs. I don't care if it's at the grocery store. You go somewhere. You get a job or two jobs. Because you've been through so much, you can do this. You got to hold your head high, and I don't care.
I've got a felony conviction on my record in the last 2 years.
I understand. Okay.
This might be my only option.
Okay. Well. Okay.
I don't know. Or some kind of remote job because I'm.
Okay.
I just moved to this area. I've come out of the area.
I understand. So now we're back full circle. Mary, listen.
Yeah.
We're back full circle where we started. You can no longer make an excuse because you're introverted. You've been through way too much. And your future is standing right in front of you, but it's going to require you to actually be the strong woman that you are, to actually summon the strength, Mary, that has kept you alive and kicking. Mary, you got to get over being an introvert, and I don't care that you just moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mary, you got to start connecting with people. And you go up, and I don't care if you work for free for half a day, you get a job, maybe a second job, and you act like it is the greatest job you've ever had in your life, and you get yourself stable financially. Amanda, let's get her in Ramsey Plus, please, and let's get her every dollar. I'm going to give you Total Money Makeover. Amanda, give her whatever she needs. You'll take great care of her. Mary, take what Amanda and I are going to give you and dive in, but you must... I appreciate you read my book in one day. You need to do what my book says. And I don't care if you're an introvert. I don't care if it makes you sick to your stomach to be around people. You got to do it. We're fighting for our future. Now, go get a job. Then I want you to, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, find out, because you said you could read a book in 8 hours, so you can do this in less than an hour. Find out who's working with the widows, who's working with the poor, who's working with the orphans, and you get over there and you walk in off the street and tell them your story. They will give you a giant hug and you say, I'll work for free to start, but I just want to be here doing this. And you keep showing up and your opportunity will as well. Hey folks, I got to get out of here before I do. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Kullman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone, but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges, and I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.